This call is being recorded.
Hey, Robbie.
Hello again.
Hello again. Chapter 3. It's like in the TV series where they have the big double part episode as the big season finale.
Right.
And this is even better. It's a triple parter. All right. So just to wrap up, in case anyone missed it, as we've been kind of going over our relationship with our wives and the revelation you've had that, your left brain terminology has caused a lot of emotional damage and you're not sure where to go next. And I kind of summarized chapter 2 by saying, is that trying to work your way out of this by doing what you think she wants and then having that conflict with what you think God wants you to do is a losing game. And then trying to talk it out is also counterproductive. And so what's left? And so the teaser was, there's some spiritual disciplines that I think are powerful. And they won't necessarily make the relationship with the wife better, although some of them may mitigate the harm. But they'll make you help you become the kind of person that she wants to be with. Whether she does or not is her choice. But like the things I've discovered is there's lots of things that I am doing that, maybe if I stopped, pouring boiling pitch on the slope, she'd be more willing to come up to talk to me, kind of a thing. And so, so if you don't mind, I'll be a little prescriptive this time and sort of list some of the things that you could do. And I'm not saying you have to do all of them or really even any of them, but these are the kinds of things that I think could make a significant difference.
Okay.
One is a covenant. And this is something I think Jackie, when I talked to her, expressed openness to, is that one of the things is because of these perception dynamics, and I think this, at least from my perspective, the tendency to view things in terms of, well, what is the thing that I can do? Because I feel like at least, because it's easier, because we know what those things are. Concrete physical actions are easier than awkward emotional things. So, but just, and thinking through sort of the idea, like I'm going to prioritize my growing in intimacy with Jesus and being more emotionally present with my family over projects. And just like sort of sorting out in your own mind, how do you, where has your thinking been biased and what is a discipline that you can adopt for a season to try to cut off some of your habitual patterns that have often led you astray. Did that make sense?
It makes sense. The practical question that pops to my mind is how do I be emotionally present with my family when it seems like there's a full resistance to any emotional connection or interaction.
That's the thing is like, there's actually, so one is that you can be emotionally present even if you're physically absent and even if you're not interacting. So there are ways to do it, but the thing is to think about, so one is just, having a, and I think there is a way to do this. I'm not saying it's easy, right? Where you can, let me go with the general point. Is it writing down concretely the kind of person that you want to be that, and that comes across as a, as helping, as in trying to make sure that the other person feels heard, right? I mean, I'm doing a bad job explaining this, but let me I'll be more prescriptive for the lack of, just for the sake of clarity. I think trying to articulate, if you can come to a point of understanding this, you know, and you have to find a way to do this in your own words in a way that makes sense to the Holy Spirit and ideally makes sense to Jackie, or at least makes sense to me, I suppose, as a proxy. This shift from trying to solve problems by doing things to solving, to addressing the challenge by being more relationally aware. I guess just acknowledging that as a thing, and having a written covenant to do that. And then from there, I guess that's the gateway to the second discipline. So first, this one's written covenants, just to kind of clarify, you know, the thing I want to be held accountable to doing. The second one, which is terrifying but also powerful, is what I call the discipline of submission.
And the first
and this
one
is kind of an.
And do you have a sample of the kind of thing you're thinking about with a written covenant?
I mean, not a great one. Like I have personal covenants, like I call it a principle stack, like my foot, the foot washers, the following, you know, following the way of Christ. Is like, these are the things that are the most important things to me, you know, to be a disciple, to, you know, deny myself, take up my cross and follow Jesus, to love my others as Christ has loved me, and to sacrifice all to build unity. Like, these are the things that are most important to me. And, you know, I try to prime my brain to look at that. And this was specifically into trying to break free of some of the, and so like anytime I find trying to build other habits, it's more for me, it's a starting point for these are the other habits I seek and the things that I prioritize and pursue.
You mentioned that you had suggested the idea of a covenant to Jackie as well, and she was also open to it. So were you thinking that this is something we would share with each other,
right,
or are we both?
I don't expect her to do anything.
Okay.
But if you could come up with a covenant that captured her concerns, that would be a powerful thing. But let me tell you what the second part is before you think you get too excited about the first one.
Right. Okay.
The second one is the discipline of submission.
Uh huh.
Which is to put yourself under authority. To do only that which the person over you agrees is worth doing. And there is there is lots of precedent for this in both scripture and Christian history of having, you know, a spiritual director. The most common form of it today is called rehab,
uh-huh.
where you're literally under someone's guidance and they control what you can and cannot do until you've, you know, reached their satisfaction. This is the thing that I hinted at. Sorry?
Where you said that you see this in scripture. Are you seeing this in the New Testament in Acts anywhere? Okay.
And I see Paul submitting himself to the Council of Jerusalem and to those who, we certainly see the centurion, as a man under authority, demonstrating that. There's many exhortations and, you know, like I said, it's a hard discipline. I'm not saying it's mandatory for everyone all the time. I'm saying it is the sort of powerful thing that forces us to shift our perspective. Right. And like I said, these are all optional. You can choose to do it the way you want, but it's the sort of thing that has outsized spiritual returns. And in particular, this is the thing that I chose to do when I could not talk to my wife, as I said, okay, I am just going to submit and let her make decisions about what we do, about how we spend our money and how we raise our kids. And, you know, there was basically 2 years where I was a, you know, guest in our own house. And there were some negative consequences for that. But this is the crazy idea about spiritual disciplines. It's that by giving up power, giving up control, giving up all the things that the world prizes for the sake of Christ, right? If you do this out of codependency to try to make someone love you or to you manipulate people indirectly, it will backfire horribly. But if you really do this from a place of like, okay, God, I desperately need you, and this feels like the thing that will help me die to myself and bear my cross. And I trust that as I do this, you will be, you know, breaking down, you know, this gets like the idea of like, I am my own worst enemy, right? And that therefore putting myself in situations where I am where I have to suffer from other people's blind spots instead of my own actually is helpful for breaking the things within me that need to be broken. You know, like Jesus was led by Pilate, you know, sent by Pilate to the cross. You know, Peter's prophecy, you know, when you're old, you will be led somewhere that you won't want to go.
Right. If I do that with Jackie, how is that different from doing what she wants in a way that's not
because
healthy?
Because you're not going to expect that it's going to make you, her like you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm not. I don't imagine.
Yeah, you're doing it precisely to suffer unfairly. It's not
right,
like, oh, well, if I do this, then she will respect me and then she will like me. It's like, no.
Yeah. So when I
when I
recognized how I've been ignoring her intuitions and cautions and whatever, I felt since then I've been practicing. If I ask about something and her reaction is negative, then I don't do it, even if I don't think that's the best decision.
Yeah, that's not quite the same thing. But,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know, right? So I think that's why starting with a covenant, so it was, you know, if you're going to do this with Jackie, then, you know, having a clear covenant first might be useful so that you're clear on what it is you're trying to accomplish. But like I said, the hard part is you got to be doing it because you want to die to yourself and practice following the way of Christ or something that is more important to you. Anyway, so that's just a thing. Something about that I have found powerful. I'm not saying it's trivial or simple to implement,
right,
or even to want, but it's powerful. And the third one, and like I said, frankly, starting with Jackie may not be the optimal route, like getting into a 12-step program or, you know, some other form of accountability might be a better place to start.
Right. Okay.
And then the third one, I probably should wrap up. I think even my dog's getting tired, is journaling. Writing things down. And, you know, the form that I've done that was quite powerful was writing to my alienated parts, my inner child, you know, connecting with, you know, working through these emotional neglect issues that you were raised in. You know, that sort of a thing. And in the context of, you know, like for me, it was sitting down with my pastor on a weekly basis. And every week I'd have to write a letter and then I would, you know, write down this and I would talk it through with him. And I guess these sort of reinforce each other in that sense, right? That the having a clear statement of values with people that you respect and then practicing submission in letting them tell you how to interpret these things and then so forth. Anyway, speaking of which, I have some very wet dogs I need to dry off, and my wife is home now, so I will end it now, and we can talk more later offline.
All right. Thank you, Ernie. Have a good evening.
God bless you, Robbie. Hope you find this useful.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye.